Do you want to create your own app or web app? This is the question, and this is what I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks now. And I'm really diving into this topic because I want it to really, I guess, try to grasp where things are going, right? Where is all of this going? And when we look at websites like the one I have up now, bolt.new, I think it is, we can get a glimpse into the future. And what do I mean by that? These sites are getting better and better. Day by day, week by week. And when you think about it, because I cannot, I'm not a coder, and I've been able to go in here and really just type in what I want, and it can be generated. Now, there's some debate about the types of, like the pricing for the models, how it's been working. But I do have to say, you can put in something. So I put in this prompt. So let's see if we can go all the way back to kind of show you what I did. And I think in another video, I'll give you all of the details. But I started off with this prompt. And the other thing is that I had AI to make the prompt for me to prompt the AI that will program and create the website. So I went to my trusted ChatGPT 4.0 and prompted it to create a prompt for Bolt.new for a interactive accounting education platform. And I went through and kind of described what I wanted, and then it came up with this entire prompt, with a step-by-step setup, module choice, live visualizations, access via session code, group analysis mode. So it gave me a whole overview, and I even prompted ChatGPT to make it more concise. Is there a way you can make this better? To prompt bolt.new to create the web page. So and then I put this prompt in there and into bolt.new, and it went to work. So I think this is an important step, and I guess I'll hone in on this because many of the questions that I've gotten are like, well, it's hard to prompt it. How do I describe what I want? Well, you can use AI to help you to craft a prompt that you can use for the AI. So it doesn't have to be that hard of a process. The other thing is the question was, well, okay, have you, like, how long does this take and how were you able to do this in a half an hour? And part of that was through using AI to actually do the prompting. So instead of me kind of going through that whole process of trial and error in Bolt, because you only get a certain amount of free usage of Bolt.new, I wanted to maximize everything by prompting through ChatGPT and then actually telling ChatGPT that, hey, I'm going to be doing this with Bolt.new. So right now, what I did, I clicked the button to deploy this. So it's going to go back and build this up. so we can take a look at it. If you notice, there's a stop button, so we see things are kind of going and moving, and we're looking at this. And at the very bottom, you can see where it says building for production, and it's kind of running through those steps for building this. And we've got the files, and we've got the actual code. And it's running through it. So let's see. Now we've got a link that we can go to. So let me click on the link. So I'm sharing this. So this is the link to the website. There we go. Now the problem that we had before was that it wasn't really working. So there's a part in here where you're supposed to, it's not really put together. So there's a student access, there's live data analysis, the collaborative learning. But when you go to the teacher dashboard, it's showing here, this isn't a real dashboard. It's showing, 156 active students. We don't have any students. So this is, I would say this is more of a MVP, minimum viable product or a mock-up than an actual website. However, as I mentioned before, if you're actually looking to put together something like this, or you have an idea and you're like, what would this look like? Or you want to put together a concept. Literally, it took me, less than 30 minutes to have a mock-up of an idea. And when I think about someone who's not able to code and doing something like this, this would take, days, and then you'd have to hire someone. Now, not to say I wouldn't need to hire someone and to move this forward. The other disclaimer is I'm using the free version of Bolt.new. I'm not paying for it for extra access, so I can't speak on how it would work if I went to further develop it just using the software. So I couldn't tell you that because there's limits and it stops you from moving forward at certain points. But want to see what you think about it. What are your thoughts? Has anybody used it before? I'm just curious to hear. Thank you.